It's the Afternoon Gems. On the phone line, we have State Representative Snyder on the phone line. It's time for a victory lap, family, because he has pulled something off we have been praying for a long time. State Rep, let Muskegon Heights know what just happened this morning.
Hey, PA. It's a great day for Muskegon Heights. It's a great day for Muskegon County. It's a great day for the state of Michigan as we were able to the governor signed the supplemental spending bill this morning in Grand Rapids, House Bill 4292, relieving the outstanding school debt for Muskegon Heights Public School District to the tune of over $31 million. It's an exciting day, and this is the beginning of, not just erasing numbers, but providing hope, empowering educators, and prioritizing our children and communities.
A lot of work went into this, didn't it?
A lot of work went into this, and there's other districts included as well, and Benton Harbor, Pontiac, Ypsilanti, and there was talk that some of these districts were going to be included, and Muskegon Heights wasn't. But the one thing that I was adamant about is Will Snyder was not going to support any school debt relief for anybody that did not include Muskegon Heights.
There you go.
And got a little pushback on that, And there was a little bartering here and there, and then they just wanted to relieve part of the debt. And I said, we're not going to do part of it. We're going to do the whole thing, and we're going to make sure we get it done, because this community and these kids and this family deserves better than that.
Wow. How does it feel to know that, you're part of this history-making momentum that this community is about to feel, the impact?
Never have I been more proud to work on behalf of Greater Muskegon and Lansing than to see this through. This is something, I've only been elected for a year now, but been on staff and in and around Lansing for the last 10 years. And this has been a problem that I have worked to solve and alongside the folks in the community for the better part of a decade. And This is a huge victory today. What this means, aside from the educational outcomes, what it means for every taxpayer in Muskegon Heights, it's going to cause about a $375 on average a year saving per household in Muskegon Heights, as 13 mills are going to come off the tax rolls. What that means for economic development, for new businesses to move in, and for families that are just trying to get by. $375 a year is, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
And this means more than just the educational opportunities. This is about economic development. This is about, the highest tax burden in Muskegon County. And this is about, making a difference in the community that I love and care very deeply about. And it's part of, in the last 12 months, we've been able to bring in, I think, $52 million into Muskegon Heights.
Wow.
Since I've taken office, including, this project, the Broadway Avenue project, which hopefully will get underway next summer. And then various grants for lead service line replacement and pension liability grants. It's good things are happening in Muskegon Heights, and people need to take note.
Wow. Congratulations on delivering. We're getting our return on our investment. I love it. I know you got a busy schedule. Anything else you want to share to the community?
I just I hope people, as we're in this season of giving and giving thanks, and this holiday season, this Christmas season, take time to see what this means, what this is going to mean for Muskegon Heights moving forward. This is a great day. And I know I am grateful to be just a part of this, and I hope everybody looks at this over the holidays and says, we have a community to be proud of. We came together and we got it done. It took 10 years to do it, but we did it.
There you go. Congratulations, State Rep. Make sure you have a blessed day, okay?
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. That was State Representative William Snyder. Big news out of Lansing. Governor Winter signed House Bill 4292, erasing the debt of Muskegon Heights Public School District. A great day for the community. Back to more music.